But who people who will be willing to unko inshallah batayenge. For example, I'll just give you an example when we come to the principle of the. Let's say that I have just recently updated the profile or the course that we have included. Firstly, you have the column of fiqh where you learn wuzu and farais and sunnats, sunan and mustahabats of wuzu makruhat. Ye darja hai. Ab kai log hai abhi tak unhone wo ye bhi nahi yaad kiya. Now I was waiting that someone, koi banda to kam az kam idhar pahunche ke bhai jisko ye sahi tarah wuzu kar le wo jo shariat ke mutabik hai. Then there are different. So now still people are stuck there. Some alhamdulillah now have gone past, alhamdulillah they are doing the wuzu as from the first point of view. So I intended now to include more levels of spiritual levels of wuzu, for example. Jis tarah namaz ke darjat hain, like 10, you know, there are many, but at least some of them. Similarly, there are wuzu aur ghusl ke bhi darjat hain. Like wuzu, you ek to darja ye hai jo shariat mein aap karte hain, that you farais pure kar liye, sunnat, mustahabat kar rahe, makruhat, etc., etc. Or at least the farais, sunnat aap kar rahe hain. To ek to ye hai. The second, for example, I just actually very roughly, just today while I was in my taxi, I've written my intended actually. So I will give it to someone, inshallah, they will. So for example, I'm just giving you an example that there are further things to advance. Let's say basic things, but wuzu, ghusl, what to say about then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and only Allah's marifah itself. Kitni badi cheez hai. So for example, the second level of wuzu which people do or people should do or they learn or we do not even just mention but we train people in doing wuzu like this and further whenever they can. But most importantly is the course of self-purification regarding the first, second, third stage. So we let so that a person is at least saving themselves from fire of hell. And they are doing wudu according to the basic masail of fiqh, so alhamdulillah, both achha hai wo kar rahe hain. But once they go advanced, there are, for the, I will just give you an example. For example, I have written the second level of wudu in the intention of it is of purification of sins and inner impurity. Wo banda is tarah wudu nahi karta that he is walking, talking here and going, main wudu karne ja raha hu and he is going there, no. That person, jo ye wuzu, jo hai, next stage of wuzu, which is the second stage or second level, is that that person's intention is to do a short course of self-purification. Wuzu actually is purification. Jaise usko wuzu kehte hain, usse gunah dhulte hain. Lekin gunah usi ke dhulte hain, that who intends. Jisne sirf pani bahana hai, to uska gunah kaise dhulenge? His sins will be forgiven. The person who will do wuzu in the correct form, in the presence of heart, for example. So he goes, so this person now doesn't do the intention of wuzu only, he does the intention of wuzu is purification of sin and inner impurity. So it's like he is doing the course of self-purification for a very short time. Wo bahut chote until I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utne waqt tak to main paak ho jaun, so that I become purified. So he's doing a very brief course of self-purification. So jab wo banda, this is the intention he makes, obviously. And second is, jab wo haath dhota hai, so basically when he does washes hands, to uski ye niyat hoti hai that he wo toba karta hai. Ek to zahiri apparent washing of the hand, but really the second level, or which I am mentioning to you, is the washing of the sins which are not seen by you, but the impurity is there. So he does tawbah and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intentionally for forgiveness, that I intend not to do sin with these hands, at most up to the prayer until I pray for the immediate time. He does intention. As I say, there's a long course, obviously, which you are doing. Ye hai ke jab wuzu banda kare kam az kam us waqt jo hai. So sins of the hand, repentance and sins. Similarly, muh se bhi, you are aware of that. Isi tarah, in here, in wudu, it's also included nose, ke wo iske bhi panaa mangta hai, Allah paki, isse bhi gunaah, phir अपना चेहरा है, हेड सारा सर भी, वी देयर बिकम्स नाउ द प्यूरिफिकेशन ऑफ द माइंड कम्स देयर, फीट एटसेट्रा. तो ये मिसाल के तौर पर दिस मेंशनिंग इट वेरी ब्रीफली टू यू. तो दिस इज द लाइक a very short course of self-purification which you do in three stages or but this person ye wuzu karta hai to ye every time he does wuzu he is doing it like this, wo paak ho jata hai. So this is a person when he says really says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, which you have many people hear the hadith when they say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah waj'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. The eight doors of paradise are open for him. So they think, what have we done? Why say, bas. So it is not for that type of wuzu which we do. Dunyavi soche raha, gunah se bhi maafi nahi maangi, toba nahi ki, and with unmindful of Allah Azza wa Jal, unmindful of sins, not conscious, bas wuzu karke bas pani bahaya, and rather than doing anything good, but we are even thinking about dunya. तो उस वुजू का तो फ्रॉम शरी पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू यू हैव वुजू, बट स्पिरिचुअली उस बंदे का वुजू नहीं हुआ, स्पिरिचुअली इज बिरेफ्ट ऑफ दैट स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिटी. तो वो तो फिर उसको वो दर्जा नहीं मिलेगा. बट रियली इफ यू इमेजिन अबाउट दैट पर्सन हु हैज प्यूरिफाइड हिमसेल्फ फ्रॉम द सेवन ऑर्गन्स इंक्लूड बट एट रादर फ्रॉम द नोज एज वेल स्मेलिंग एंड ही हैज प्यूरिफाइड हिज इंटेंशन एंड ही हैज इंटेंशन नॉट टू सिन and he has repented, तो वहां उसके लिए तो जन्नत के दरवाजे खुल गए, आठ दरवाजे, because he has been purified. So for him the doors of paradise are open if he dies in that state. But जिसने किया ही नहीं है, अब who haven't done wudu like that, तो उसको फिर क्या मिलेगा. So he is just about to he was just about do the minimum standard and pray his prayer, so his prayer will be affected by his wuzu as well necessarily. So then so more than this, then there is another level which we have written in the updated in three levels. So the third level is, this is the second level which you have, third level is also begins with intention, but the intention intending the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abandoning abandonment or abandoning of whatever displeases Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the intention. So this person is like entering a spiritual retreat, really, for this spiritual wudu he is doing. So when he washes, this person, when this level, this person, Ahlul Tariqah, when they do wudu, this is the wudu of Ahlul Tariqah, when they do wudu, when they wash their hands, this means that they are distancing the heart from whatever is in the grasp of their hand, world, money, wealth, position, fame, children, family, family, etc. So the hands are referring now for this person, the third level person, it has gone more higher. So when he washes hands, from the whatever, from the love of the world, whatever is in his property, in his possession, तो वो उसको खत्म कर देता है, दिल से निकाल देता है, दैट ही इज फ्री फ्रॉम इट. सेज आई एम फ्री, आई एम एज आई हैव लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग, आई एम गोइंग टू, मे बी आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू रिटर्न. सो द वॉशिंग ऑफ द हैंड्स रिफर्स टू वट एवर इज इन दी डिस्टेंसिंग द हार्ट फ्रॉम वट एवर इज इन द ग्रास्प ऑफ द हैंड, वट एवर यू पोजेस, इट कैन बी फेम, इट कैन बी पोजिशन. सो दैट पर्सन इज, सो वेन दैट दिस पर्सन वॉशेज द माउथ, जब ये अपना मुंह कुल्ली करता है, सो ही सो दिस पर्सन और शी दे प्यूरिफाई देमसेल्फ फ्रॉम एंगेजिंग इन एनी स्पीच विच एवर डिस्ट्रैक्ट्स देम फ्रॉम रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ अल्लाह. सो द फर्स्ट पर्सन डिड फ्रॉम सिन, दिस पर्सन इज नॉट डूइंग, व्हेन ही डूइंग कुल्ली ही इज इवन नॉट डूइंग इट फ्रॉम सिन, बट ही इज जस्ट purifying from the engaging in any speech which distracts from Allah. So ye banda ye niyat kar leta hai ki ab maine koi baat aisi choti moti which is even makruh level or which will distract me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after doing wudu, what are you doing tomorrow, when are we going to college tomorrow, etc., that person is not going to say anything. Because they want to, now they are distancing themselves. They are to be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the presence of the king. So they are purifying. And the king, there are certain etiquettes you have to go in the presence of the king. You just can't go. If you don't, you are stood outside. No, inside, not you're going. So this person washes the mouth. वो रिंस माउथ करता है लेकिन उसका ये मतलब ही होता है. सो नोज वो अपना नाक भी साफ करता है. सो दिस पर्सन ऑन द थर्ड लेवल इट सजेस्ट नॉट बीइंग डिस्ट्रैक्टेड इवन बाय सटल मैटर्स. सो यू नोज स्मेल्स मेनी थिंग्स यू कैन टच फिजिकली बट द नोज स्मेल्स विच यू कांट इवन सी द फ्रेग्रेंस बट इट स्मेल्स सटल मैटर. So this person will be, now is saying that even very subtle matters which I am not only distracting myself from tongue, but very subtle matter which I know is going to distract me, or I'm not going to have tajassus or spying in any kind of what that person is doing. Why is this picture here? Why that door is being opened? Very subtle matters this person is either kyun ho raha hai, what's this happening. If it doesn't have to concern him, he is not to be able to know. This is when he washes face. So this person applies, ye jo train karta hai, this person when he is trained to do wuzu in this way, he washes the face of the heart from the impurities of the love of world and its contents. So he's not washing this face, he's washing, one is the the heart or the ruh also have a face. So he's washing the face of the heart from, because the face, it's in front of it, the heart might be, have in front of it the impurity love of this world and impure love of this world and its contents. So when he washes face, is as he has cleansed his heart. Wo to wahi Allah ke paas, he is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, already he is doing wuzu. Jab wo namaz mein jayega phir to, then just don't ask where he will be, uska kya maqam hoga, what will be his state. So isi tarah main aapko kehta hu, I say to you that awliya Allah, they recite, or they salihin, these are even, they further even at levels of a level of even further than this, which I did not write. I know hardly people reach that, even this. So that when they offer, it looks like us, because physically they are doing the prayers, the wuzu, but all the difference is inside, what's going in their inner self and how they are trained. And they don't have to think deeply about these things. Once, for example, you are trained 40 days or 30 days on this and you do 2-3 months, then that person automatically is programmed to do this. So that's why the companion, as Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that when the time of prayer came, it was as Rasulullah doesn't know us, and we don't know him, that he doesn't know us, who we are. Because there's a distancing takes place at that time. Although the lawful contacts are also, person is distanced. Now it is the time to be in the presence of the king. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's face will turn pale at the time. Appears. There changes in it. Now everyone's face doesn't change, or other companion that are such. Everyone can have different opinion, but I'm saying that these are signs, some of the signs appearing in different people. So when this person washes face, it is as he has washed the face of the heart from the world and its contents. And when he washes the masa of the head, jab ye masa karta hai, so it is really he intellect and mind from traces of love of this world. So he is doing masa not on only on this head, but the real intellect and mind. So if there is anything apart from the heart is in the mind, it was left. So wo masa karta hai ke that's also gone. Wo bhi khatam ho jayega. Nafsi as he is. Then obviously in the face there are eyes. तो आंखें भी हैं. तो जब ये आंखें धोता है, ही आईज विद, व्हेन ही वॉशेस हिज आईज, दिस मीन्स एक्चुअली दैट ही इज नाउ फिक्स्ड हिज इनर विजन ओनली फॉर longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeing Allah azza wa jal, the Lord. Ab uski aankhe jo hai, inner, when he sees aankhe, dunya se band, another, meaning internally he's not seeing anything, he doesn't want to see anything. Spiritually, even in the process of thought, his vision is fixed for the longing of Allah azza wa jal. He begins to see as you are seeing Allah. You see, Rasulullah said, as you are seeing, as if you see Allah. It's not that you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here I said, no one can see Allah azza wa jal. Whoever says they are confused. But as you, if you see Allah, so this person fixes his inner eye actually there. So when he washes his eyes, finish. Wusit khatam ho gaya. And then on Allah azza wa jal. Similarly, ears also purifying from the old inner hearing. One was the outer hearing, the sins. Now there's inner hearing going on. The nafs is whispering. The shaitan is whispering. There's inner hearing. Eavesdrops, as I say, in the inner hearing going on. So this person, even inner hearing is feeling, and he longs for the hearing the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah ki jo kalam hai, uski taraf uska rukh ho jata hai. He wants to hear her. So when he stands in Surah Al-Fatiha, تو وہ پھر سمجھا کہ بھی اللہ پاک مجھے جواب دیں گے الحمدللہ رب العالمین and his heart, his ears are longing inner to hear the speech of that, when that time will come, I will hear the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, also the feet of this person, and this is of the third level, not to strive for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the longing, and to strive fully with full resolve to the pleasure of. This is the inner striving, not actually outer striving. So feet refers to traveling and striving. And they have several other meanings as well. So this person now, lastly, he says, now I am going with iron feet towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is going to shatter my intention, my resolve. No shaitan, no nafs, no anyone. So I am Allah paida. And then this person says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. That now as he has believed, newly believed, he has renewed his faith, now he has come. Because that there is no one worthy of worship, worthy of actually thinking even to the deepest level as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or striving for. أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ التَّوَّابِينَ وَجَعَلْنِي. And then really, with the fazl of Allah, still with the fazl of Allah, then the doors of heaven, doors of Jannah opens for this person. Agar ye namaz ki taraf aaye, that's why Rasulullah said, the key at-taharatu, the key to the prayer is tahara. Physical tahara, spiritual tahara. So namaz ki jo hai, wo chabi hai. So he has got the key. Now when he enters prayer, the prayer itself opens for him. اور پھر اللہ کے قرب کی then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closeness, the key of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closeness becomes the prayer and the door becomes the prayer. تو یہ تو میں نے آپ کو example دیا as you see of just scribble and also for only for actually the level which people can, otherwise there are more detail to that. As I said, there is further level which I knew and I was thinking but I did not write. وہ اس سے بھی آگے درجہ ہے عارفین اور اولیاء اللہ کا. پر یہاں بھی پہنچ جائے تو پرسن کین ایکچولی ایٹ لیسٹ اچیو سم آف دی گلمپسز آف دی رائٹیس پیپل اینڈ دیئر عبادات اینڈ دیئر رائٹ. تو ان کا وضو اسی طرح غسل کے بھی تین درجے ہیں. غسل حادیمن لائک سملر ٹو دس بٹ اٹ از مور ایمبریسنگ اینڈ از مور کلینسنگ مور پیوریفائنگ غسل. تو اسی طرح شریعت میں ایک ظاہر ہے ایک باطن ہے. نماز کا بھی ظاہر باطن, وضو کا بھی, غسل کا بھی, روزہ, حج, زکات, اٹ ہیز اینی ون حج. تو اسی طرح دوسری چیزیں بھی ہیں, ذکر کے بھی اسی طرح درجات ہیں. ذکر حج, بٹ دیز آر فور دوز پیپل ہو ایٹ لیسٹ دے آر ڈوئنگ دا ویری بیسک فنڈامینٹلز اور دا بیسک ٹیچنگز. وہ کچھ پڑھ رہے ہیں یا وہ کر رہے ہیں کوشش, تو دین آبویسلی سم ون ول ٹیل یو. وہ بندہ شریعت کے بھی پورے نہیں کر رہا تو اس کے لیے پھر بڑا مشکل ہے. سو ادر سے دین ہی از گاٹ نو ون ٹو بلیم ادر دین ہم سیلف فار ناٹ ریچنگ بیکاز دا اسٹیجز آر دیئر, دا ایڈوانسمنٹ از دیئر. تو یہ بندہ گناہ سے پھر And that's why Rasulullah said in one of the hadith that a wudu upon another wudu is light. Doing wudu, another wudu, ye nahi ke bar bar pani se wudu karte jao. It also means the wudu of the tariq which I have said. But is wudu ke upar the second wudu, which is the spiritual wudu, is light upon light. Pani se to, if you have done one wudu, you have, alhamdulillah. So it also can, if person refreshes, is there blessing in there as well. Lekin jo hai, the Alihin has mentioned that this wudu also spiritually means this spiritual wudu. So that is why it is called tahara, so purification. So mashallah, this is to encourage you that do not be content on the minimum part. Jahannam se to jo banda, a person can save himself by a fazl of Allah from the fire of hell, but the pleasure of the king and the pleasure of the lord of the world and the pleasure of going for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something else. And as you know, in worldly palaces, they're all people around the palace. The more you go inside the palace, there are less and fewer people. And the king is there, very few people. So, jo banda fewer reach there, meaning also in the company or in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kam bande hain, bahut bande bahar rehte hain. So for others, alhamdulillah, who do not know, like Anbiya Salihin, the messengers and Anbiya al-Islam, they are, had even more higher level spiritual stages in their ibadat, but they did not mention, they mentioned the basics of the people. So for you and us, also is that when we are going to invite others, we are going to tell them the basic things, the wuzu ke faraiz, wuzu ke mustahabat, these are basic things. And for but ourselves, we are not going to be content there. We must advance there. But that is for our own self only. Dusru ko, the most easy way, the most easy way and simple way, a person should give invitation. Like for example, maybe after 2 years, 3 years, you are hearing this. Okay, now if you go to out to a person and you say to him the first day, do wudu like this, I mean, he will not understand or he will be discouraged rather actually. So, ek tarika ho jata. That's why Rasulullah mentioned the common wudu of all of them and other types of wudu also mentioned and there are signs in the hadith for that. इसलिए रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सुन्नत थी कि आप हर नमाज के वक्त वुजू करते थे. Although you can pray 3 prayers, 4 prayers in one, it's not haram, मना नहीं है, पढ़ सकते हैं. But सुन्नत ये है कि ये थी कि if a person have time and she तो वुजू, लेकिन वो इस तरह का वुजू करे फिर थोड़ा. But for this wuzu you have to be trained, like the sheets of prayers you are doing. It's not that I have told you, that's how it happens, the things people do speeches on how to pray with best prayer and khushu and khudu. And the speech only stays through this level of speech of the other person. Uske bhi gale mein tak hi jaati, aage nahi jaati. Because then a person have to, through a methodology, employ this. So shaitan is keeping you very lower places. But ye aaye bhi to zyada zyada chalo, shariat mein wuzu kar le aur namaz par le, bas theek hai, that hai. And that will vanish away due to sins or somehow. So he's doing. But I am aspiring you and raising your aspiration ke bhai, we are the servants of such Lord ke bhai, who is infinite. Uski koi had nahi. So his servants should also have been infinite meaning, the longing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aspiration. I think we'll won't actually go to the principles, but yeah, although it was just an additional remark, but we won't. I think this is also, there are lessons in that as well. So if one wants to learn. Anything you want to ask, koi baat puchni hai to puchne. About the hadith or what I have said regarding this wudu or anything you want. Why I ask you? Because you should be clear, because you are to convey the message to others. But if you sit here with your mind shut and eyes actually open, so obviously then you will deliver a distorted message. Sometimes people ask me question and I become surprised that they what type of question. The meaning, not that they should not ask question, but meaning that actually I expect that they should be aware of these things, and they do such mistakes sometimes, which they should not do, which is very, very obvious. पूछने किसी ने बात की अल्लाह यस शालम जी फरमाए
जी
ऑल ऑफ देम बट ईच ऑफ देम हैव टू डायमेंशंस सो इट्स लाइक टू साइड्स ऑफ द कॉइन देम फॉर इमेजिन दैट इज वन साइड इज दिस वन थिंग When they are not in the form of coin, but it's just each of them have two sides. So 14 altogether. Or kuch? Anything else? MashaAllah, nothing should discourage you. You're studying, you're working, or you're not working, or you're trying to find work. Remember that going towards Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing become obstacle to you if you do it a lawful way, wherever you are. It is meant this way, it's meant for those people who are engaged fully in living in the world. They can, alhamdulillah, do it. Ab ye dekhe, maine abhi bataya aapko. That if I was not sitting somewhere in the mask or written, I was maybe waiting for a customer in the cab. गाड़ी में बैठ के मैंने ये चीज लिखी लेकिन लोग शायद उठाएंगे क्योंकि यस देयर वर्ल्ड इज देयर वी आवर बॉडीज कैन बी इन द वर्ल्ड देन आवर सोल्स नीड टू बी एंड स्पिरिट्स एंड अरवा एंड इंटेलेक्ट एंड आवर थॉट्स नीड टू बी इन द वर्ल्ड So you should shatter the myths and illusions of Yafshiyateen that you cannot get close to Allah Azza wa Jal. But say Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has created us for Himself. How can we not be fulfill the purpose which we have been just created for? We have not been created for anyone else. That was a very purpose we have been created for. So we have, everyone have the full potential to actually fulfill that if they want. Desire so. Yes, for my. One should be very clear on that, and also know that saying that Allah Azza wa Jal, that it's not, firstly say that we cannot say anything where they're going, where they're not going, because we don't have the authority. But it is God who has the authority. And if someone has violated the rights, which are unlimited rights of God, and they have, then he has the ability and also power and the right to punish people as he wants. Like people in the government here, like people, sometimes they give capital punishment, sometimes they give death penalty, or they deport people, although they are is deporting people actually just forever and ever, while they do not own these people, they do not own these lands as such, they have not created these lands. But Allah is who's created the every cell of your person's body and life of the person's body. So He has said that we have been informed through the Torah, through the Injil, through the Gospel, and the previous books of the scriptures of the prophets, and final revelation of Quran, that for these people there will be severe punishment. So that is what Anbiya alayhi salam said to people, that if you do not follow us, if you do not believe in us, that's how your end is going to be. And if the person does not believe, say that I don't care, then reality does not change, meaning that death, he cannot escape death. So then he has to answer, or whoever is in answer himself for himself. If he says, I don't believe, then if you say that you can ward off death, you can, and when you cannot, you know that you are going somewhere. You have to go. And this person who is rebellious to Allah Azza wa Jal, he is like when they charge people with espionage or treason in countries, and they say this is punishable by death because it is treason against the country or anything. While this is a worldly matter, so a person who denies the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is or she is actually become offending or committing an offense of treason or rebelliousness in the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has every right to punish whatever he wants with the person. He's not going to ask anyone what he's going to punish them with. Say, one of the very, you may say, from the manzils of akhirat, there is a very soft and tenderness way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls people to Him. Can anyone stop even when He calls people to Him at the time of death? And that is just way of come as usko bhi nahi rok sakta koi. Sabko jana padega. And that is someone's call, that's why we go. So all hope and mercy is for the people who become conscious and they want to repent and they want to settle their sins which they have done. For them there are doors open, but those people who do not want, then there is no door of mercy open as such.